Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us today, live on the first day of April 2015, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, on the Perspective Power Radio Network. This is Attitude of Gratitude, and the music that you hear ushering us in and taking our show out every week is compliments of award-winning artist David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and I do happen to know, in fact, they have a brand new CD, Legends of Time. You can go there and check it out and download it, purchase it. It's fantastic, so check out David Martinka, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. I am so grateful that he is part of this program. And I'm so grateful that you're part of this program. The title for today is It Comes Back to an Attitude of Gratitude. You can be looking at everything in your life, what's working, what's not working, where it's headed, where it's not headed. Are you happy where you are? Are you not happy where you are? But the down and dirty of it is, whether anybody else is involved in your life or not, whether the job you have is perfect or not, it comes back to an attitude of gratitude. There will be nothing that you can do that will be more powerful and more productive in your life ever than developing a consistent attitude of gratitude. It comes back to that. It really, really does. Because there's a lot of things that I've noticed over the last few weeks. There's been a lot of antsiness in the world, and I've felt it myself. And in fact, it's almost caused me to want to pull back from people and not want to be around them, because I'm finding my temper being very short, hugely short fuse. It's like somebody pulls the match out, I'm already, whoosh, just want to go off. Yes, even me, the gratitude goddess, right, the gratitude guru, has, why do you think gratitude works? I know it works because I have to use it. I have to use it. So anyway, getting back to this whole last week or so, where everything's been kind of like walking on eggshells, and it makes you want to not be around people. It makes you want to say, look, why don't you just stay on your side of the world for the next lifetime, and I'll stay on mine. And as long as you're not in my face, you know, being this way, this way, this way, and this way, then I'll be happy. Well, the thing is that if I need that person to change in order for me to be happy, there's a difference between needing information for something. We'll touch that in a second. But if I need that person to change for me to be happy, that's not going to work. It's never going to work. It comes back to an attitude of gratitude. Now, I'm not saying be happy because that person and you are at odds. I'm not saying be happy because that person and you don't see the thing the same way, which could be at odds, but I mean be at odds like with each other or looking at something and seeing it differently. That's not being at odds with each other. That's just having a difference of opinion. So I'm not saying that you have to be grateful for that. You can be. We'll get to that in a moment too. But the idea is find something that you are grateful for and focus on that. So I'm grateful for the fact that there's sunshine around me today. Grateful, grateful, grateful. So if I'm in a situation today where I'm thinking about a situation in the past, the recent past, the distant past, and my brain just will not let go of that stress, because you don't have stress inside of you unless your brain tells you to have it. Your thought has to tell you something's wrong for you to believe it's wrong. So you got to work with the brain here. The brain and the feelings go hand in hand, but it's brain first, you know, feeling, and then it manifests. So you think, you feel, you manifest. So if your brain's just kind of going, find something to be grateful for. Bring it back to an attitude of gratitude. So I'm grateful for the sun, very grateful for the sun. I could even say I'm grateful for the blue skies. I'm grateful for my yummy breakfast. I'm grateful for the coffee sitting next to me. I'm grateful. The minute I start thinking of all the things I'm grateful for, that is what my brain is busy doing. My feelings are going to respond to that, and I'm going to manifest more things in my life to be grateful for. It's a three-step process, and it works, it works, it works, it works, it works. It really, really does. So going back to the thought process of needing everybody to be different versus needing information. When you're doing a job and you're expected to do a job a certain way, you've got to have the information with which to do that job. So when I talked about you and somebody not getting along and you're thinking, look, just get out of my life and it's going to be better. No, not necessarily. And it's not a bad thing to need something from someone, especially information. For instance, if you're driving along and a police officer or a peace officer, as many of my friends who are in that capacity call themselves or refer to themselves, pulls you over and says you were going too fast, and you say, but there were no speed limit signs, how do I know? You need that information so that you can do what it is required of you. So when you look around, you know, 2 miles this way and 2 miles that way, they don't see any speed limit signs, you know what? You could be getting out of that ticket. But the idea is there are times you need information and you can say to somebody, I need this from you. But again, if you say, I won't be happy until that information comes to me, or I'm going to hold my breath until you do what you say you're going to do. It reminds you of being a little kid, right? I'm going to hold my breath till you do what I want you to do. Then you have now taken it, like, to a whole new level. Get yourself back. It comes back to an attitude of gratitude. Once you've made your statement, then go find something to be happy about. Even if you have nothing around you that you can be happy about, if you've got anything around you, that's something to be grateful for. Seriously. You might not have a sofa that you enjoy. You might not even have a sofa. You might not even have a place to put a sofa. But are you someplace safe, warm, dry? Are you someplace warm? Are you someplace safe? Are you someplace dry? Maybe they're not all the things. Maybe they're only some of the things. It comes back to an attitude of gratitude. We talked a moment ago about, you know, getting people to change and saying, I'll only be happy when they do. And if they don't, they're going to go away. You do not need to stay around incredibly destructive relationships. People have asked me, say, well, gee, am I just supposed to be grateful that I'm around anybody and everybody, even if it's a destructive relationship or it's harmful or hurtful in some way? And the answer is no, of course not. Of course not. There's a difference between discerning when you're in real trouble and when you just want something to complain about. There's a difference in understanding when a situation is literally not working. And it's once you've gotten back into that attitude of gratitude and you've put all your energy out there, and perhaps that situation just dissolves on its own. Perhaps the individual or the company, like let's say it's a work situation or whatever, something or somebody, you know, somebody either from an individual relationship or work relationship, let me speak more clearly, will approach you and say, you know, look, so-and-so, this is that, it's really not working. If you've been working that attitude of gratitude, you've been putting it out there, that conversation, bittersweet though it may be at first, will delight the living dickens out of you, because you're thinking, you know, I've put it out there that I am grateful for this and I'm grateful for that, and I've raised my vibration and I've gotten myself into this fabulous energy, and the universe, spirit, God, whatever word works for you, to me they're all exactly the same, so I may use them interchangeably, will literally zig the other energies that don't complement your attitude of gratitude this way so you can zag that way. And it is a clean break. Why? Because you're already in a space of an attitude of gratitude. You are already manifesting things, more things to be grateful for. And as a result, the square peg round hole thing, just round, you know, round hole looks for round peg, square peg looks for square hole. It is a really cool thing. And there's a certain sense of peace about it. And the understanding and knowledge that nobody was bullied into or forced into doing something they didn't want to do. Number two, everybody can walk away with this really awesome feeling of, wow, I still feel great. That may have ended, or this situation may have changed, and it may be irreparable. It's not going to come back together. Like, let's say when a job ends. If you know you're unhappy in that job, and you are constantly thinking, oh, I'm so unhappy, oh, I'm so unhappy, oh, I'm so unhappy, and you're thinking, well, if my boss just did this, or my boss just did that, then all of a sudden everything would change. And then, of course, one day they walk in and they say, hey, you know, so-and-so, here's your pink slip, give you your key to the door or whatever, and see you later, bye. Now, you could be sitting there going, oh, man, you know, just lost the job. Or you could be thinking, hey, cool, just lost the job, or anything in between. But if during the time frame that you're realizing that the job is not working, again, you are finding something in your life, and it doesn't have to be job-related. looking for the gratitude doesn't have to be related to the incident at all. In fact, that is equally as grand a gift when you can find gratitude related to something that you're going through, but it can be a heck of a lot harder to find. Find the gratitude for anything else. Be grateful you have teeth. Be grateful you have eyelashes. Be grateful you have skin. Be grateful you have a music source around you. I happen to love music. There's a radio in every room of everywhere I am. In fact, in some places, there's even two radios. So if one music source dumps out on me, I've got a backup right away. Be grateful for that. Now, why and how could it be cool to be grateful for the thing that really, 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 really bugs the dickens out of you? I'm going to talk about that in another show. I'm going to make you wait on that one because that's a whole show. And I've only got a few minutes left, and I don't want to like just cram it all in there and then find out, oh, man, I wish I could have expanded on that, but I didn't have the time. So I'm grateful it's going to give me an opportunity to come back and talk with you about gratitude because really and truly there is everything in the world to remember that it comes back to an attitude of gratitude when you realize that your energy, your focus, the way you present yourself is based solely on how you see yourself and how you feel inside. You can say, no, it's not. It's because of all these outside influences. I'm here to tell you, no, that's not the case. And I know it because I have proved it to myself. I know it because people that I've paid attention to, that I've watched, that I've listened to, I've seen their movies, I've read their books, they've proved it. If one person can show you how it's done, and one person can show you there is success with something, it is replicatable, especially if it is something where the person worked within their own energy, and that's what an attitude of gratitude is. It is working within your own energy to take that moment, to take that scenario and turn it into something that works for you. Life is always happening for you. Life is always happening for you. I'm going to say it again. Life is always happening for you. There's a great affirmation for you to take away today. Life always happens for me. Life always happens for me. Life always happens for me. Doesn't matter how you say it. You put the emphasis on any one of the words, it'll still work. But life always happens for you. That's something to be grateful for. Even if in the middle of anything, that's all you can say, you've got it going on. And your attitude of gratitude that you formulate and you own and you cultivate and you make it part of your ritual, you really just become one with it. Do you realize that that touches the lives of so many other people? That raises the vibration of life all across this planet, all across this universe. And that's a gift that you're giving somebody else. That is a huge gift that you're giving another life form, whether it's the grass that's growing or the wind that's moving out there or the little animals that are running around or the people that you live with or the people in your neighborhood or the people you work with, the people on the subway, the bus, the traffic, the grocery store. It doesn't matter. You're giving a great gift. They may never realize it. They may never know that the reason they feel good, even if you're never around, is because of something you've done within your own energy. And you might not ever realize it, but it's true, and it does happen. And it is such a fantastic feeling. So I'm grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you. I've brought it back to an attitude of gratitude because this was just what I needed this morning, to spend this time with you and share. Now, the show goes into archive within 3 minutes of me hitting the stop button, so I'm really excited that you're going to be listening again, sharing this with your family and friends, letting everybody know you're finding this at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower, as well as on Facebook at facebook.com/perspectivepower. You are also able to find me, Annette Rochelle Aben, and Annette Rochelle Aben Communicates on Facebook. And I do invite you to find the fabulous award-winning musician, artist, composer, singer, all-around really cool dude, David Martinka at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. They do have a brand new CD available when you hit the site, so make sure that you buy that, download it, get copies for friends, do whatever it is you've got to do to stay happy, to make sure that you, inside of you, realize that this comes back to an attitude of gratitude each and every time.